This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. Now that the United States has reached a reduction of violence agreement with the Taliban, waiting is underway for what comes next and when precisely this will lead to direct discussions between the insurgents and the Afghan government. Also at issue, the prospects for an American troop withdrawal from Afghanistan after nearly two decades of war. At the Munich Security Conference today, U.S. Defense Secretary Mark Esper said he was optimistic about the limited accord.
I think there's general agreement, it's my view as well, that we have to give peace a chance, that the best, if not only, way forward in Afghanistan is through a political agreement.
At the same conference, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg.
But we are prepared to adjust our force level if the Taliban demonstrate the will and the ability to reduce violence and make real compromises.
Another American theme at Munich, the need to keep a wary eye on China. Once again, Defense Secretary Mark Esper.
If the PRC will not change its ways, and defending the system must be our collective priority, we can only do this by making greater investments in our common defense, by making the hard economic and commercial choices needed to prioritize our shared security.
There is a warning for people returning to Beijing from other parts of China. They must self-quarantine for 14 days. This as the country tries to stop the spread of the COVID-19 coronavirus. China's National Health Commission says the death toll from the infection now stands at more than 1,500, with more than 2,600 new cases, but that represents a drop from the numbers of recent days. Yesterday's new case figure topped 5,000. Chinese President Xi Jinping is calling for stronger public health legislation. France today announced the first coronavirus death outside of Asia. The victim was an 80-year-old Chinese tourist hospitalized since late January. To stay up to date on all the world's news, you can always go to our website, voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. Good news today for American passengers on the Diamond Princess cruise ship, which is quarantined in the port of Yokohama, Japan, because of the coronavirus infections found on board. The U.S. Embassy in Tokyo says a charter plane will arrive tomorrow to airlift people home. Hundreds of U.S. citizens are among the 2,600 passengers on the Diamond Princess. Another 67 virus cases have been reported on the vessel today, bringing the total to 285. There is a positive development for China's healthcare workers. Their coronavirus infection rate has fallen dramatically. The World Health Organization is trying to reason out why and how what is learned could help the wider at-risk population. Here is Lisa Schlein for VOA in Geneva.
Executive Director of WHO Health Emergencies Michael Ryan says it is not unusual for health workers to become infected during disease outbreaks. He says the WHO and China are exploring the time period in which the infections have occurred.
Our understanding is that the cases amongst health workers peaked in the third and fourth week of January, and there's been a rapid fall off in the number of cases that have occurred in health workers in the last 2 weeks. This may reflect increased levels of training, increased levels of protection, and also increased levels of awareness.
The WHO says a joint mission with China on COVID-19 is moving forward. It says 12 international and WHO experts will arrive in China in the next few days. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Airbus said today it deeply regrets the U.S. decision to increase tariffs on aircraft imported from the European Union. The aerospace company says the new levies would heighten trade tensions, creating more instability for U.S. airlines that are already suffering from a shortage of aircraft. The U.S. Trade Representative's office said on Friday tariffs on EU aircraft would rise from 10% to 15% next month. Serious questions remain about Boeing's grounded fleet of 737 MAX 8 jets and when those planes might return to service. In the meantime, airlines are announcing plans for next summer's travel schedules, and once again, those troubled Boeing aircraft are missing from the mix. The president of Ukraine, Volodymyr Zelensky, today appeared in a town hall meeting carried live by CNN from Munich. Asked about a long-promised meeting with President Trump at the White House, he told Christiane Amanpour he wants that meeting, but that the ball is in the U.S. court, meaning it's up to the American side. Zelensky also said it was time for people to stop calling Ukraine a corrupt country. And Turkey is deploying tanks and armor in Syria's Idlib province as Damascus continues its offensive against the last rebel enclave in the country. More news at voanews.com. Gene Randall, VOA News.